Mike Francesa on the Fan, Fox Sports 2. How are you, Martin? Nice to talk to you.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
My pleasure. As we get ready to begin the playoffs, what's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, obviously everybody's pretty excited about, you know, getting this on the way. And, you know, Flyers are a very good team. They had a tough start, but they played really well, you know, second half of the year. I think, obviously, there's, you know, for me, I'm new to this, but I've seen, you know, the rivalry from the distance between the two teams. So I'm excited to be right in the middle of it.
Well, you're new to it, but you're sure not new to scoring in the playoffs. You've had great success. We know that in the playoffs through the years. You've won. You've scored a lot. You've had big scoring, years in the playoffs. Martin, what is for you, for someone who's expected to be productive offensively, what's the key to getting it done in the postseason versus the regular season?
The biggest thing, you know, obviously in the playoffs is it's usually a tighter game. You know, you have to, you know, elevate, your emotions a little bit and trying to play a greedier game, I guess. And I try to go to scoring areas. I like to say that I play hard every game, but I think there's another level to that I can get to in the playoffs. And I try to help my team win and bring in the things that I can bring. Obviously, I'm known for some of my offensive things I've done in the league, but I think in the playoffs, it's really important to try to play a total game, and I'm going to try and bring that.
You know, since you came here, you're expected to score. You didn't score a lot when you came here. We've had so many guys come to New York who were big scorers and struggle when they first get here. We've had that in every sport, as a matter of fact. Do you think guys come to New York and try too hard?
I don't know if they try too hard. I think for me, the biggest thing is, obviously the change, being used to something for so long, and then now you change. There's, you know, you just take the sport aside, just coming to Madison Square Garden, everything that coming in and out of the city every game, and getting used to 20 new players, and they got to get used to you, different system. There's so many things that come into play that I think go against you a little bit, but at the end of the day, you got to try to find your game. How they play here, and for me it was an adjustment, no doubt, and I knew it was going to be hard, but I'm excited where I am now. You know, I feel like I try to build it up, and get ready for the playoffs, and I feel like I've done that. I will have to score more goals, but I feel I've been getting a lot of looks the last, six, seven games, and the good thing is the team is playing really well, and that's really what matters is how well the team is playing. It's not about one individual. I think we sometimes maybe we put too much stress on that, and if I'd be smalling and the team was not winning, you have to answer different questions. So for me, those were questions that I knew I'd have to answer, but I don't mind answering them when the team is winning and putting yourself in a good position in the playoffs.
We're talking with Marty St. Louis as we get ready for the playoffs. He's been here since, obviously, March 5th. There were a lot of rumors, about this trade before it happened, so I guess it didn't come as a surprise, but did it come as a bit of a shock after all those years to finally leave? I mean, were you surprised to really leave when it finally happened, or were you expecting it?
Yeah. No, I mean, I knew it was a possibility, but until it happens, once it officially happened, it is quite the shock. And I just got home from St. Louis. We played in St. Louis the night before, so that next morning I was traded, get on the plane. That night, everything happened really, really, really fast. A little bit overwhelmed at the beginning, I'm glad that, everybody, all my whole family adjusted really well. Everybody moved down too. Kids got into schools, and wife and the kids adjusted really well. So I was pleased with that. You know, if there was anybody that was going to struggle a little bit, I'd rather be on me than on my family. So I'm glad that everybody's in a good place now.
Now, 19 games, did you start to add? You know, the team played well. I mean, the team played very well down the stretch, so that's the most important thing. Did you start to get to a point in the last games where you reached the stage where you started to feel very comfortable here with this team? Have you reached that point over the last 7-8 games, or is it still more of a transition period?
No, I feel I'm past that transition period. I think the last, you know, like 6-7 games, I felt that was really playing as close to my game as I can play, I guess. I think the only thing that you'd like to, you know, to when you're playing well, the only thing that sometimes you judge yourself with is, you know, is your production, you know. So for me, I feel the last 6-7 games, I did a lot of good things. I would like maybe a little more production out of it. But, you know, at the end of the day, I put myself in a position where I recognize, you know, myself a little bit in the way I was playing. And, you know, it took a little time, but I definitely would say that I'm in a pretty good place right now in terms of how I feel about, I guess, my game and, you know, the way our team is playing.
You know, we separate, especially here in this town, Marty, we separate regular season and postseason. We seem to do it even more now than we did in past years. We seem to do that a lot. When you think of it, you know, as a postseason performer, you've had a lot of success. Any reason why you've had so much success in the postseason?
You know, obviously when you have success in the postseason, I think it's a reflection also is, you know, how good of a team you're playing with. You know, I've been fortunate to, obviously, to win a cup, to go to conference final. I think I really enjoy the playoff experience, how you have to, everybody said you have to raise your game in the playoff, and I actually like, I think there's truth to that. I enjoy, like, I guess doing that. You know, I've been blessed in playing with some good players, some good teams, and I've been, you know, I've been fortunate enough to obviously won it already, and you know, since you win one, you want to do that again, you know. So for me, I haven't played in the playoffs for a couple of years now, and I'm excited for it to start, and I'm hoping to, you know, keep doing some of the things that I've done in the playoffs in the past. And, you know, unless you raise your game, you know, you're not going to find success. So I think individually we all have to raise your game, and collectively we're all going to benefit from it.
You know, it's funny, we're talking with Martin St. Louis as we get ready for the playoffs with the Rangers and the Flyers on Thursday. You know, things get pretty crazy around here in the Garden for the playoffs. I remember your playoffs, the year you won it down in Tampa, because my mother was living down there. She had a house down in right north of Tampa. And she said, my God, they're going crazy down here with this hockey team every night on the news, every night watching this team. And she said they're in love with this team. So that down there that year, that whole area went really crazy for your team. So you experienced that. You know you're going to get that in New York, but you experienced that with your team when you had the big run down there in 2004. Well, 2003 it was, or 3 or 4, whatever it was.
No, it was 04, yeah. But, you know, I mean, obviously everybody was pretty excited about, you know, what the success we were having down there. And, you know, the big thing why I'm really glad I'm in New York is to play for a big market team. And, you know, obviously this is a place where you win. It's a lot of fun. You know, so I'm excited about that, you know, without taking anything away from the Tampa area. You know, this is a whole different market, and, you know, that was an exciting part for me to come to an Original Six and really try and do that in this kind of market.
What do you think, now that you've been here with this team for a quarter of a season, what do you think of this team this year and its chances as the playoffs start? What do you think of the team that you're going to take on the ice Thursday night?
Well, I think that this team has been playing really well. I think from the time I got here, I really feel like we play a playoff-style hockey, you know. So it's not like one of those things that we got to turn the switch on in the playoff and try to play a different way. I think we've been playing that way for a while. I mean, they've been playing that way before I was here, and since I've been here, that was the thing that really stuck, you know, that sticked out is, you know, this team plays some really playoff-like games, so that's exciting. So, you know, it's a big rivalry, big game. You know, obviously, game one's always important, and we're going to try to build it up here and, you know, keep going.
You know, this year, so much was put on the power play because new coach, and they wanted to really get something more out of the power play, make that a big emphasis. I know it cooled off a little bit later in the season, but it has been improved. How about that as the postseason? We know that obviously power play and killing penalties is a very big part of winning in the postseason. How about the idea of being efficient on the power play in the postseason?
Yeah, no, I mean, special teams are huge in the playoffs. And, you know, your special team, it's not always about scoring the goal. It's about, a lot of time, it's about momentum. And you want to make sure that you don't, your power play, you don't give them momentum. You know, you want to make sure you keep the momentum or you grab the momentum if you didn't have it. You know, I think, you know, with the, our club, we work on it every day. We know how important it is and how it's going to be here. So we're going to keep trying to so that we stay on top of it because we know how important it's going to be, you know, not just a power play, but a penalty kill.
You know, you've had a lot of success in your career. You've had a long career, a very distinguished one. You've been an all-star many times. You've won a championship. How does it feel to make a change and start with a team like this going into the playoffs? You know, does it feel very different? Does it feel like a fresh start? What does it feel like to be ready to go into the playoffs with the Rangers this year? Does it feel completely different?
Well, it's different for me in terms, you know, it's my first time experiencing it with the Rangers. You know, there's a lot of things that's different for me, you know, just, you know, play for, you know, a new team. But I feel like I've been here for, you know, 20 games roughly, and I feel like they gave me enough time to really get some familiarity in my life, I guess. You know, now, you know, once the kids move and went to school, you know, we were on the road quite a bit. We got a chance to be home the last couple of weeks, and it's been a chance, give me a chance to kind of settle down a little bit and, you know, have more of a normal life, I guess. And it's been something that has helped me to adjust, I guess. But you know, in terms of the playoff, yeah, it's a different team, but it's, you know, it's an exciting time of the year, or, you know, for 16 teams, not just us. And everybody's doing these radio interviews somewhere else, and everybody believes that their team has a great chance to win. You know, you just got to go out there and earn it, you know, every game, and that's what we're going to try and do with game one.
Well, listen, I appreciate a couple of minutes. Good luck, and have some fun.
Okay, thank you very much.